This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
I cannot believe it's Friday already. It's been such a weird week because we got out of lockdown on Tuesday, so the whole week has been muddled up.
Yeah, it's very disorientating being in lockdown. I mean, we were very lucky to only be in lockdown for 7 days, but Reese and I were even saying it was weird to be driving around. Like, it just felt so wrong. I mean, I really am feeling for those people in Sydney, especially that are still in lockdown. We are thinking of you guys and sending a lot of love. We're hoping today's podcast can be a little bit of a distraction for you.
I feel like everyone is just on watch though, because obviously seeing Sydney deteriorate the way it is, you just feel like it's only a matter of time before another lockdown is going to happen. But I suppose we've all just got to be careful, don't we? It's good to see everyone in Adelaide wearing their masks at the moment. I was at the shopping centre earlier today and it's just such an unusual sight because masks have really not been a thing in Adelaide, you know, for the past year. So I'm really excited to see people actually wearing them.
I would love for listeners to send me some mask recommendations because I've really had some crappy ones that Reese got for free from his work. They're just this ugly black material, but I'd love some suggestions of some Australian made masks that are nice quality and actually look good.
Well, I've completely broken out. I've got this huge hormonal pimple on my chin and I think it is from the mask wearing. And I've heard apparently that if you wear silk masks, it helps your skin breathe a little bit more. So if anyone has any good suggestions, I'm on the lookout for one of them.
Well, our best friend Owen was saying that aloe vera really helps. So I've got an aloe vera plant, so if you want to come and cut some stems of it and use it fresh. Well, last night we were really lucky because we got to see our parents for family dinner. So we decided to put their relationship to the test and do our little couples quiz that we did on Zoom with our boyfriends on Saturday night.
As we discussed on Monday, this quiz was really a toned down version of a game that they had on Love Island a couple of weeks ago to put couples to the test to find out how much they know about their partner. And it was really amusing.
It was pretty hilarious because Mum heard us talking about the quiz on Monday's podcast and she actually said to Dad the other day, "So what is your favourite colour?" So she had a little bit of an advantage going into the quiz.
I feel like Dad went in blind though.
Yeah, Dad definitely did go in blind. I would like to share some of the highlights of the quiz. We did secretly record their answers.
I'm sure everyone's riveted.
Dad's celebrity crush.
I know this.
Dad's celebrity crush.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I know who it is.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
That's what did you say? I've forgotten her real name.
Is it Cameron Diaz?
No, Lieutenant Colonel Sarah McKenzie.
Oh. That's why I watched this joke.
Somebody built.
I thought it was Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I thought it was Cameron Diaz.
She's a very powerful woman.
What, Cameron Diaz or this one?
No, that one.
Lieutenant Colonel.
I love how Dad has been going on and on about JAG and it's his new favourite TV show, even though it's like reruns from the 90s and early 2000s. And then it turns out he seems to only be watching it because he's got a crush on one of the characters on the show.
It's funny because Mum had to turn to us quite a bit during the quiz to say, "Who is my crush?" So I had to tell her who her celebrity crush was, yeah, which was Rafael Nadal.
She didn't know what her favourite shop was either. We had to be like, David Jones, a shop that you go to every day, every weekend.
It was pretty funny because one of the questions during the quiz was what was one another's favourite TV show? And Dad, in fact, got the question wrong with Mum's favourite show.
He was so smug about it because he's like, "Oh, I know what this is. I had to watch The Crap the other night." But we all knew it was Love Island. However, Dad put down The Bachelor.
Anyway, so Dad then gave us a synopsis, basically, or a review of what he thought of the first episode of The Bachelor. And frankly, I think Channel 10 should be getting in touch with our father to put him on Gogglebox. His review was hilarious.
The other night, when that first episode of The Bachelor was on, I just about slashed my wrist.
Millie.
It was that bad. It was hideous.
What was so bad about it?
Oh, it's so pathetic. They went nuts because it was a pilot. Really? Come to Bachelor Airline. Come fly Bachelor Airline. Oh, I just got vomited.
Oh, this is a bit scary.
Who's your favourite?
I'm just the longest follower.
Male or female? I like Hugo.
What happened to soda? I thought we all agreed on soda.
No, we don't care for soda.
You don't care for soda?
No, no, we don't like soda at all.
How do you not like soda? It's bubbly, it's refreshing.
What is it?
I felt something.
Are you okay, honey?
Elle Darby and her fiancé Connor Swift have shocked followers with their unusual baby name. The couple revealed they have called their son Saint Seven Swift. Now that is a bit of a mouthful there. Kate, before we get into the story, for those who don't know, who is Elle Darby?
Well, Elle Darby is probably one of the UK's biggest YouTubers. She's 25 years old and she became well known in the mainstream media back in 2018 when she was named and shamed by a Dublin hotel for asking for free accommodation.
It's funny because I heard about that YouTuber, but I didn't realise it was her. What I know Elle Darby for is her nitpicking of her fiance Con. I feel like their relationship is quite relatable. It's not just, you know, the hashtag relationship goals sort of content that they put out, but it's all very playful. They're fighting with one another.
Yeah, well, they've been together for 7 years. They got engaged last year and then Elle fell pregnant with their son. It's been quite an interesting transition for Elle because she usually posts a lot of lifestyle content. Her two dogs, Hector and Herb, play a big part in her YouTube channel. They love doing mukbangs at McDonald's. She's actually even featured in one of Sarah's Day's vlogs when her and Con went traveling a couple of years ago. So she's a big name in the YouTube world. And
she also calls her followers her angels. And because that name has become so well known, she's also launched a clothing line called Angel Collection.
Do you know how silly I am? I realized that she actually spells angels A-N-G-E-L-L-E-S. And I was like, why does she do that? Because she puts her name L into angels. Did you realize that?
I realized that about a year ago. But before then, I thought it was kind of like when Shani Grimmon refers to her audience as like, hi, my chickens.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. More recently, Elle has opened up about the passing of her mum, and her mum sadly passed away with cancer over a year ago. And it seems to have really added an extra dimension to Elle's pregnancy because from the get-go, when Elle was sharing that she was pregnant, I mean, she filmed herself in the toilets doing the pregnancy test and she just kept praying to her mum. Throughout her pregnancy, she kept saying how she felt even closer to her mum because she was now experiencing what her mum would have experienced with her.
Elle has been really great at opening up about these moments during her pregnancy, but one thing the couple has been criticised is for dragging out the name announcement, and people are saying that they were doing it in a bid to gain more views. So the announcement of the name comes 15 days after Saint was born. So in that time, they have already released Saint's birth vlog in two parts, with the first installment being viewed over 900,000 times and the second video being viewed 700,000 times.
Yeah, well, Elle and Con said it wasn't their intention to drag out the name reveal and to make it a big drama. They said that they've just been living in the moment and haven't had time to edit. But I do think that there realistically is an element where they do have to monetize these big announcements in their lives.
Yeah, well, of course, there has been clear strategy involved in how they're going to announce these special milestones in Saint's life. And I think considering this is Elle and Connor's full-time job, they are going to take it very seriously. As we have discussed on the podcast previously, it does feel a bit gross to me to be commodifying a child, but it is something that we're seeing more and more and something that is, I suppose, becoming more greatly accepted for people to do.
Well, I think we're going to have to talk about the name because Elle and Con said that they had decided on a name for their son even before he was born. And this name stuck throughout the whole pregnancy and they'd even got personalized objects made with this name on it. However, a week before their son was born, they were on a walk with their dogs and they made the decision to actually change the name because they were talking back and forth and coming up with saying, oh, does this name sound better, and kind of judging it. And then all of a sudden, Saint came up and it just stuck in their head. And it's quite interesting because Con and Elle did a Q&A back on the 12th of March, and they were talking about how they were 99% sure that this would be their son's name, and they didn't see anything changing that unless he didn't suit the name once he was born. But then Elle explained that her sister was actually originally called Alexandra, but for a few days after she was born, they changed it to Katie because they thought it suited her more. I do find it interesting though that they were swayed once Saint was born, because I was quite taken back with how gorgeous their son was. I mean, all babies are pretty cute, but this baby does actually look like a saint. It had beautiful full lips. It was just gorgeous.
Personally, I'm not a fan of the name. I think it's a little over the top to have three names starting with an S. It's also a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. To me, it sounds like a brand name, like Saint Seven. That sounds like a... You know, we were talking about the Angel collection before, Angel and Saint. That really goes together. Mm. Like, is Saint going to be the male version of Elle's loungewear moving forward? I can see that happening.
I didn't even think about that. It's very similar to Sarah's Day calling her son Fox and then obviously working with White Fox Boutique. It really does feel like a branding exercise, as you say. Mm. I mean, when they were initially talking about children's names, because their dogs have traditional, nice, I'm going to say normal names, Hector and Herbie, I assumed maybe they would give their child a very British name.
Well, that's the thing. The original name that they had picked before Saint was even born was a traditional name. And Con said that they never thought they were cool enough to actually use the name Saint, as it's quite edgy, particularly compared to the name that they had chosen. I also found the selection of the middle name Seven very interesting, because I just immediately thought of Seinfeld. There is a hilarious episode, for those who haven't seen Seinfeld, where one of the main characters, George Costanza, reveals to his then fiance Susan that he wants to call his firstborn Seven. Now, he's decided to call his child Seven after Mickey Mantle's jersey number. Now, his fiance Susan finds the name ridiculous, and then she tells her pregnant cousin about it, and then the cousin ends up loving the name, and she decides to call her child Seven. So there's this whole episode how George is trying to persuade this woman not to call her child Seven. So that's all I could think about when I heard the name Seven. And I did come to learn that Victoria and David Beckham's daughter's middle name is Seven, so her name is Harper Seven Beckham. But to me, this makes a little bit more sense because David Beckham's jersey number was number Seven.
I think there's something nice about Harper having Seven in her name, because unlike her brothers who may be able to play football and play at the same team as her dad, it's nice that she's kind of got that for herself forever too.
Yeah, well, Elle said that she came up with the middle name Seven for sentimental reasons as well. Obviously, they're a little bit different. This is what she said.
So the meaning behind Seven, and it's spelled as in the number, is because baby boy was due on our 7-year anniversary, which in itself, I feel like, what are the odds of that, really?
That's the universe telling us something to start
100%.
With.
Yeah, he was due on our 7-year anniversary. He was born in the 7th month. Seven is our lucky number, and he is our lucky little star.
Yeah, and I just thought of another one as well. So he was born 34 minutes past 12. What's 3 plus 4?
Seven. Meant to be. You know.
I know.
And then also, we just really loved it, like Saint Seven Swift.
It's a nice name as well.
Yeah, we really are just like so confident with the name. We feel like it's just perfect for him, and that's it, guys.
We love
that's
it, which
name.
Is the main thing.
Exactly.
I mean, it does make more sense when you hear Elle's explanation, but I am still very much torn whether they should have put the three S names together.
I wonder if Elle also drew some inspiration from Kim Kardashian's son being named Saint. I feel like as soon as a celebrity picks out a name like that, it's going to become popular elsewhere.
I found it really interesting because I posted this name announcement in our Facebook community, and some of our very clever listeners actually pointed out that the name Saint would not be allowed in Australia, as it is one of the many names that the Register of Birth, Deaths and Marriages have actually banned. So in the UK, it seems like the restrictions are a lot looser when it comes to names. The only rule in the UK is that a name cannot be registered in exceptional cases when the chosen name could be considered offensive or harmful to the child. However, in Australia, it's so much stricter. Basically, you can get banned from registering a name if it's obscene or offensive, if it creates confusion in the community. You can't have a name that contains like an official title or rank, and you can't have a name that also is considered to be an insult or to humiliate someone else. So basically, there is a big list of names that have been banned. Would you like to hear some of those, Soph?
Yeah, I'm very interested. I didn't even know these rules existed.
Yeah, so some of the names that have been listed that are banned include Hitler, so for obvious reasons, and Osama. You can't also call your child in Australia iced tea, scrotum, circumcision, thong, bonghead, Medicare, oh which was a little bit random, G-bang, Ned Kelly, panties, snort, Martian, and iMac. There are also some very popular names from other countries that appear on this list that you can't use in Australia. So one of those names is, of course, Saint. You also can't call your child Prince, King, Sir, Judge, Lucifer, or Lady.
Gosh, now, this takes away so many possible names I was going to call my future kids.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having to break it to you at the moment. I feel like the worst names that were highlighted that people have tried to register were IKEA. So they were banned from using IKEA. Someone tried to register hashtag ROFL, so like rolling on the floor laughing.
God.
Dickhead, shithead, brother, sister, pie and sauce, spinach, and marijuana, but it's spelt Mary with a J-U-A-N-A.
I know we're having a laugh here, but that's actually quite horrifying that any parent has tried to register those names for the kids. These names are actually making some of the influencer names like Stone look quite charming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind Saint and Prince and King. Like, I personally wouldn't choose them, but they don't seem very offensive to me.
They seem more like dogs' names, if anything.
Yeah. I swear there was a man that sat next to our family at the football called Judge. I wonder when this rule was actually brought in.
No, his real name wasn't Judge. That was a nickname.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. No, of course not. I got a great name for our kids. A real original. You want to hear what it is? Yeah? You ready?
Yeah. What is that, sign language?
Seven.
Seven Costanza. You're serious?
Yeah. It's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl, especially a girl or a boy.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't like the name?
It's not a name. It's a number.
I know. It's Mickey Mantle's number. So not only is it an all-around beautiful name, it is also a living tribute.
It's awful. I hate it.
Well, that's the name.
Now, Sophie, I think you've got some explaining to do because on Monday's podcast, we announced that Sammy Robinson had a rumored secret boyfriend. Now, that was Jordan Simmy. However, you have really been quite nice to him. You said he was 22 years old. He's actually 27.
You know what? If you look at our reviews at the moment, a few people have criticized us for our poor research. So, I mean, in this instance, maybe they are correct about that because I trusted a rugby sports stats which said this guy is in fact 22.
Yeah, but how old was the article?
No, it wasn't an article. It was a bio. But we've been informed he is actually 27 years old.
Well, yeah, I could tell that by looking at him, really.
Yeah, well, everyone these days seems to look so much older than they actually are. So that I just assume, I mean, Sammy's only 23. So I thought maybe that kind of tied in. I think what was more interesting than me making a bit of a faux pas with his age was the fact that we have received so many DMs this week informing us that Jordan actually used to date influencer Isabel Clark, and apparently they only broke up a few weeks ago. And I would like to point out that a lot of these DMs did come from what I think were Finsters. So you can just imagine who may have been sending in this information.
Yes, very interesting. Well, I did listen back to some of Jordan's past podcast episodes where he was talking about his love life. And on the 11th of February this year, he spoke about how he'd fallen in love with a girl that he'd only just met. So he said that this relationship had notebook vibes and the girl slid into his DMs and liked some of his old photos. He went on to say that he spent 6 days straight with this girl and he took her over to his house, but his housemate was trying to hook up with her. I just didn't get good vibes off that conversation. Ooh. But he was asking his co-host what should he do for Valentine's with her. So he was going to take this girl out. Now, I'm assuming that that girl is Isabel Clark. So it seems like he's dated Isabel Clark probably since February, maybe till up until June.
It is quite funny because since Monday's episode aired, I have received a message from one of Jordan's ex's sister who described him as a loser. Now, I know that that's how a lot of people, if someone's done them wrong, like that's how I would describe your ex-boyfriend, Kate, because of the way he's treated you. So obviously it's not a glowing description of someone, and it might not be truly indicative of what he is actually like as a person, but just putting that one out there.
Well, I've got to say, after listening to some of his podcast episodes, I feel like he's a bit of a wannabe Logan Paul type vibe, and I do not see him and Sammy together at all. I find it quite shocking that this pair have been linked, because I couldn't even imagine them having a conversation together, let alone dating.
I'm not going to let anyone talk about me like I'm a piece of garbage. He's trying to be a lad out there in front of all the boys. I don't want a lad, I want a gentleman, someone that's going to talk about me with a bit of respect.
This week, UK YouTuber Saffron Barker celebrated her 21st birthday with a massive fiesta-themed party in her parents' backyard.
Look, this birthday party was pretty amazing for a backyard party, but I do feel sorry for her because she was originally meant to be celebrating her 21st in Las Vegas.
Well, let's just put it out there. Her parents' yard isn't your regular backyard.
No.
They have recently moved into this massive new house, which basically looks like a Spanish villa. It has very much Love Island vibes to it.
Yeah, they've done it all up and they got a professional florist in to put these amazing colourful floral displays everywhere.
It looks like this backyard was literally built to put on a party, because they even had this raised section where they put this massive DJ deck.
Yeah,
so he was playing down to the crowd.
Yeah, I was surprised because I personally thought there were going to be more people there. So for those who don't know, Saffron is UK based, and at the moment they've had their Freedom Day. So basically there's no restrictions on having parties. So I honestly thought that we were going to be seeing that backyard crammed with people.
Well, she actually released a vlog prior to her birthday where she went into the prep involved in putting on the party, and she said that she hadn't been to her parents' house for a while because of the party. So her parents had had a lot of builders and landscapers in to prepare for the party, and she didn't want to be around them because she was paranoid that she might have to be in quarantine if she caught something off one of them.
So does that mean she wasn't seeing her parents as well? Because they would be communicating with the builders and landscapers.
Well, she tried to stay away from them for about a week. Something I really liked as well was that she said that she was also waiting to have her second vaccination, and now she has had all of them, so she feels a little bit more safe to be mixing with people. And I thought it was really great for her to be putting out the message that she is in fact vaccinated.
Yeah, very much so. She also said that she would be rapid testing people for COVID entering her birthday party, and that they had made the decision for her grandparents not to attend. So it seems like they really did approach it in a safe manner.
Well, just to highlight that point, Kate, she did actually say that every single guest got COVID tested before coming into the party. And she said that she thinks that this is going to be the new way people live their lives. That being said, I don't know how expensive this sort of process would be just for your average Joe on the street.
Well, from a moral sense, I mean, I know we're struggling in Australia to get vaccines. I don't see a lot of people with rapid COVID testing available either.
Well, I think that's more something that's broadly used in the UK because their protocols are slightly different to what they are here. Maybe some people don't think that the rapid testing is as effective as what we use here. In saying that, though, I think sometimes people are damned if they do, damned if they don't. I think that she's done the right thing by getting everyone COVID tested and making sure she's vaccinated before having this party.
Yeah, I totally agree. Wasn't Kendall Jenner also using rapid COVID testing at her birthday party about a year ago?
Yeah, I think that was a little bit more frowned upon though, because they also went on that trip for Kim's 40th birthday.
What did you think about the birthday party? Because this was very different from Saffron's 18th, which was black and white themed. This was all about color. I know her brother Jed and Tyler actually joked that it was a shit shirt themed birthday party because they were all wearing like old school Hawaiian bright colored shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to put it out there. Saffron is one of my favorite YouTubers. There's something just so relaxing about her content. So I was really excited to see her 21st birthday party. And I thought the fiesta theme was really cool. So she wore this custom made gown by a designer called The Secret Sewing Room, and it was very reminiscent of an outfit that she wore on Strictly Dancing. So it was very kind of salsa inspired, and I like that she had a bit of fun with it personally. There were a lot of negative comments circulating about the outfit, which I thought was really nasty.
Yeah, well, I think it really did fit with the theme. She seemed to blend in well with the Brazilian Carnivale dancers. That seemed to be a big feature of the night. Everyone looked like they were having a lot of fun.
Now, the party didn't really get off to the best start because two of her cakes got melted. Now, the first one was delivered the day before her birthday by one of the brands that she works with, and it was this incredible, very Insta-worthy cake. Now, she wasn't home at the time, so the cake got delivered to her neighbours who didn't think to put it in the fridge. And it kind of brought up a bit of a social dilemma. What responsibility do you have as a neighbour to put your neighbor's stuff in the fridge or to take care of some of their items?
This may sound silly, but my first thought if I got a big, because it was a very big cake, I don't think it would fit in my fridge. So I probably would have left it, like obviously bring it inside, but on the counter. I mean, it's funny though, because in the UK, I bet you it's like 25 degrees and they think it's like 45 degrees. So I would like to know how hot it was on the day that the cake was delivered. Because if it was, say, in Australia, a 35 degree day, yeah, you'd be putting the cake in the fridge. But if not, I think the kitchen counter would have been fine.
I think if Saffron Barker or a family were my neighbours, I would definitely be putting that cake in the fridge. I would not want to be called out on her channel in the way that those neighbours were.
Well, it's interesting that they didn't learn with this second birthday cake, because Saffron explained that her birthday cake for the party, which was a 3-tier cake, got melted in the sun. So it seems like they're not really picking up that these cakes need to be put in the fridge.
To be fair, they are living in the UK. It is never hot there. It's probably a bit of a surprise for them that the weather is so warm.
I was really surprised to see that the cake actually got brought out and she blew the candles out, because it looked fine to me. I don't know if they then called the person up and got a new cake, but whatever happened, she did have a cake.
Oh, thanks, guys. This is a great birthday. God, if you're going to cry about it, I'll go and get some of the local snatching.
What about them birds we passed outside?
Yeah, they're all right. Oh, yes, please. Drag some random girls off the street for me.
Or we could go to Louise Graham's party.
Yeah, why aren't we there? It's got to be better than this shithole.
Skye Wheatley released a Q&A this week, which did not disappoint. It was juicy and full of a lot of information about her relationship with Lockie. And it had a lot of people discussing whether this relationship was a little bit on the rocks. So it was kind of awkward, because Skye started the video off vlogging with her personal trainer, Adam. Now, the pair have made up an ebook that controversially was released just after the birth of Skye's second son, Bear. Now, the pair were out and about at the supermarket. They were joking around. There seemed to be a lot of banter between them and awkwardly some quite good chemistry.
Yes. As soon as I saw them together, I was like, oh no. Especially when you are fighting like she seems to be with Lockie, you do kind of wonder what is going on there.
Now, I have no idea what Adam's relationship status is, and I'm not referring that there's anything going on between the pair, but I just feel like the fact that she showed those two having so much fun and then the latter half of the video was really her having a bit of a whinge about her partner Lockie made her ultra uncomfortable as a viewer.
Yeah, well, I think anyone is going to be slightly jealous if their partner is hanging out with some attractive personal trainer.
Yeah. Well, as the video progressed, I actually really thought this was a good idea. So she did a bit of a clothing haul. She was obviously paid by this brand to show the clothing off, but she made it more interesting by answering a question that had been sent in by her followers when she changed into a new outfit. So, I mean, I personally was fast forwarding until she spoke on the phone, but I did see a little bit of the clothes.
Yeah, that's a bit of a new way to do a haul, trying to jazz up the old the old format there. So what did you actually say in these answers?
Well, I suppose one of the answers that was kind of used as clickbait in the heading was Skye talking about her and Lockie's sex life. So she was asked how it's all going since the birth of Bear, and this is what she said.
Okay, so I feel like it still kind of hurts down there, which is crazy because I feel like after having Forrest, after the 6-week mark, I was so sweet and like our sex life went back to normal. It felt good, like nothing was up. But now it kind of really stings for me. Like it doesn't really feel good. I'm kind of worried because it's been 12 weeks. I don't know, like hopefully it will go back to normal like it did with Forrest. But yeah, it kind of hurts, but I mean, he still wants to have sex with me. I mean, like, is that just a guy thing? Like, do guys just want to fuck anything that moves? Or, like, is he still in love with me? I don't know. Not really sure. Joking! Relax.
That was a very interesting response from Skye. I do love that she is so open with her followers and really doesn't care what anyone thinks. I wonder how Lockie would have felt about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I can't imagine wanting that sort of attention about my private life out there like that.
Well, Skye also spoke about her and Lockie's problems, and she said that non-stop fight and don't understand each other. And she also went on to say that they need to be nicer to each other and that Lockie has a real way of triggering her and making a lot of personal digs at her. So I don't know. I just felt like this was information that probably shouldn't be on the internet forever.
In this situation, because Lockie has become a regular fixture of the channel and does share his opinion on there, in this scenario, he hasn't had any time for a rebuttal. So I guess that's why it's a little bit hard to take on board everything she's saying about him.
Yeah, well, I was watching a vlog that she released before this Q&A, and it was quite clear that he was pretty pissed off when he was on camera and they had just had a big fight, and you could see it all over his face that he really wanted to snap and, you know, say that you guys have no idea what she's like off camera. So we are getting a little bit of glimmers of how he's feeling. Skye also went on to talk about their couples therapy because she touched upon this in a recent vlog and also online. And she explained that a lot of people have been asking how it's going. And she said, really, they've only managed to have one session together and then a private session with the counselor. And she said she's hoping that the sessions will help them understand each other, but they haven't been going long enough to see if it will actually work for them.
It's been quite evident for some time now that Skye Wheatley needs a little bit more help with her editing skills, because quite often I think she just throws all of the clips into the editing program and then just clicks import.
Yeah, I don't think she cuts many of them.
No, I don't think anything's edited out. So there are sometimes these little awkward clips that are left in, and that's what happened at the end of this video. So it suddenly cuts to a tight shot of her son Bear, and Skye is heard saying on a hot chick's Instagram, like, at least he's not being sneaky about it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, was this left in? Or like purposely, or was this a mistake? I just don't even know anymore.
I feel it was a mistake.
We'd hope so. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And we did forget to mention, I suppose you've probably worked it out by now, but Amy was not here for this episode. We had a really busy day at work today, and then Amy had to go, she's excitedly getting a building inspection on a house that she's putting an offer in.
So I feel like this is about the 10th house she's been looking at. So I know. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us today, and we would really appreciate it if you can share on your Instagram where you're listening to the podcast, and also please recommend our podcast to one of your friends.
Also, please make sure you are subscribed to Outspoken on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts, and if you'd like to join in on the conversation online, you can find us in our Facebook community, which is Outspoken, the podcast community, and we're also on Instagram as Outspoken_the_podcast.